episode 463 of the Global From Asia podcast. I'm here, I call it the meditation park. I'm in my meditation clothes, and I'm going to take you a little bit behind the scenes, some opportunities, some business updates here with what we're working on. Let's tune in. Maybe there's some ways we can collaborate.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Do you enjoy the podcast, Global From Asia? Do you enjoy all the community events that we do? The best way to support is coming out to our annual crossbordersummit.com in Chiang Mai this November 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2025. I have amazing speakers, amazing people getting together. We're pushing the limits. We're making things happen. This is where the movers and shakers and the deal makers come. It's a limited supply of attendees and tickets, and we have been selling out every year. So I recommend checking out earlier, crossbordersummit.com. Thank you so much for watching, or probably listening to, the Global From Asia podcast. I keep up to date with some of you that listen to the show, and I feel like we're finally getting through a lot of this. I don't even want to bring up the word COVID or the borders. As we approach our third cross-border summit after the pandemic, I'd like to reflect, because we're getting some preparations going and it's looking really amazing. Just some things that have been happening here with the business, and it's midday. I highly recommend maybe not meditation walk, but maybe you can also take a walk in the middle of your day. I just had my lunch. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday, and there's a mosquito getting me. I just thought I'd take the microphone with me and record some of the updates we've been doing here at Global From Asia. So, and the network. So let's go down. I have my business card. Some of you have gotten it. I know, like, I met David Caruso recently. Shout out, David. I think you're tuning in. And I've been carrying this card around over a year now. I always kind of use the card as a guide of the different ventures and give you some updates. And there's opportunities. There's opportunities. Maybe the best outcome would be somebody you're listening gets inspiration, maybe wants to reach out, talks to the team, makes some deals. That'd be amazing. So, it's a lot here on this card. So I'm going to go through each major one. Venture Seed. It's a domain. A lot of these are domain names I've had for a long time. But Venture Seed, you might not have heard of it, but it's essentially like basically an incubator startup of new ventures. If anybody knows me or even listens to this show knows I have lots of ideas. It's kind of where the new ideas go, or just the early stage projects go. Developing like a coaching program for a lot of the CEOs we're putting in into that, or business partners into that. But Venture Seed is kind of that. And the opportunity there is, if we were to work on a business together, I don't really like to call myself an investor, but we're all investors in various forms of time or money or our network. But I have entertained people reaching out for investment. A lot of times, sometimes somebody's project I'm gonna go through or started that way. So the call to action for you, if you're interested in working with Venture Seed, reach out at ventureseed.com. The next one is Shadstone. Shadstone is a B2B consulting agency. It's kind of the Asia operations since I came out to China in 07, where a lot of our team is there, most of our operations is there. And Christian stepped up recently as general manager, just only in April, so it's only been a couple of months. It's going really great, just had a call with him. But that we're actually hiring people. So with that, we're of course embracing AI. So we're really restructuring our team with AI, not to let go of people, but to upgrade people to be more leaders and project managers, and we call them ninjas. So if you're interested in being like a ninja with AI and our team and working online, Shadstones are our ninja group. Of course, Global From Asia, as you were watching, is our media division, the podcast. We have meetups. We're going to do another meetup in Chiang Mai. We have chapters going with Jeanette. She has one. She's focused within the Philippines right now. And there's been a couple of chapter events in the Philippines. I've been supporting. I'm preparing to go there soon. But Global From Asia is our media and our community. 463 show right now. The opportunity here is lots of opportunity, but engaging with us. I mean, I think essentially the model here is start a chapter to, of course, participate in our events, our networking. Didn't forecast the mosquitoes. And we are always engaging with people. I remember some of my favorite times at Global Asia was pre-COVID China. We had amazing community and events there. Really amazing, but we still have it if you want to participate. We're also doing a mastermind in Pattaya. About 8 of us confirmed, kind of become a regular crew. But that's Pattaya in mid-July, July 13th to the 16th. If you'd like to attend that, reach out to our community manager, Sally. Next on the list is Ross Boater Summit, our 7th annual coming up November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We have some amazing speakers lined up, some returning, some new. And we're upgrading the event. We've taken feedback over the last couple of years. The first year in Chiang Mai after COVID was in 2023. We called it Open Borders, New Beginnings, which of course means we are back after COVID. We had the Broken Border online event during COVID. And last year's was Planting Seeds, Building Streams, which is kind of the regrowth, the rebirth of the community, of the cross-border industry after a very devastating coronavirus world. Well, that means summer was very good, but mostly very big changes. And this year we call it Ignition. We'll be sharing more, working on some content and updates. Essentially, we're boarding on the launch pad. Of course, AI, the community's rebuilding, the world has finally, I think, gotten back to somewhat normal, although it just seems like one thing after another, right? But essentially, Ignition is the theme. We're going to supercharge our community, supercharge our events, supercharge our people with AI and technology. I don't really want to spill the beans too much, but we have some new things coming to really take this hybrid of AI and online with the in-person event. So I'm trying to do some innovative things there. Para Living, I think I rarely ever talk about this. Maybe you've heard back in the day with e-commerce gladiator series. This has been rebuilding and doing really well. We have a few brands that we manage here. So it's kind of our holding for our various Amazon or e-commerce brands, which have been doing better than ever. I don't want to jinx myself. I don't like showing off. But Christian's also involved here. If you're at Crossborder Summit last year, you heard him speak about it. But we've been really doing well. But I think it's just the result of consistency. I tell so many people at the events and on the show, I believe, it's about consistency. If you just want to get quick money, if you want to listen to the Lambo YouTube ad, people saying, sign up for this course and you're going to be a millionaire with not working, I don't believe in that. This is years and years of blood, sweat, and tears. I was some tears, but we're getting through it and it's growing. And for that call to action, actually, we are looking for more operators. If yours is an operating brand, if you have experience operating brands and want to go in-house, internal with us, we are looking for people there. We actually have more brands we're managing and working on managing. So if you want to come in-house with us, and we'd love to talk our team about that. Next one on the list is Easy China Warehouse. About a year ago, it was announced. Brian Miller reached out. He's on the show. And we took over the operations and took on a new partner, Justin, and Brian's our advisor. This is not just a warehouse. Literally, somebody just thought, I don't need a warehouse in China. It's not just a China warehouse. It's full logistics, ocean, air, of course, warehousing in China, Shenzhen. This has been busier than ever. Like, Justin showed me a huge batch of messages just a few hours ago of inquiries. People are looking to restructure a supply chain with, of course, this tariff world, and we're helping them with solutions. So Justin's doing great. There's been more calls with potential clients and current clients. So if you're looking for shipping solutions, more from China, but other places too, we're entertaining Vietnam and Thailand and others to the West, to mostly US or Europe a bit, or Coast Canada, reach out, easychinawarehouse.com. Also, if you have ideas of collaboration or partnering with maybe your service company or others, there's been some deals like that. Easy Pro Design is a bit earlier stage, but we're trying to standardize our Shadstone services to be productized. And then the last segment is our Web3, e-com, DCOM. You've heard me talk about Hamza a lot, LoadPipe, DCOM. These are our kind of high risk, high reward for you and us. This is a huge investment over years of developing Hamza.market, literally having some long talks the last few days about development, but we are pouring tons of money into development, and it's a decentralized e-commerce marketplace to be able to have people like you list your products and sell them for cryptocurrency, which I am still believing in. I know there's a lot of people that have, even myself, had scams and rugs and other things, but I believe in the technology. I believe in what we're doing, but it still seems very, very early. Very, very early. People are still having adoption issues. Plus, our development is still not done. But it is working in a beta. So the call to action, I think if you're a seller and you want to work, if you're interested in like crypto Web3, I know I've spoken to some of you. I haven't really followed up because our tech is still not fully done. But if you're willing to work very early stage, like in a group chat with our developers and a bit manual adding your products, we'd love to talk to you at Hamza.market. Somebody recently just filled out a form. That's the best way. So this is some updates of our businesses. The purpose of this is I thought I would just do a mid-year update of what we're working on in this network of companies. Global from Asia, I love it. There's so many other projects and businesses that are not listed on this card or listed on the show. But the call to action is I'm trying to think of a better way to engage with all of you. I know some people are interested to invest, some people are interested to work. I had a long 4-hour coffee meeting with Don yesterday, my friend Don, about some ways to help with that. So stay tuned. This is just kind of a update video. But we're working on ways to work with you. If you're interested, if you're an entrepreneur, business owner that wants to get creative, or you're somebody with investment capital looking to get in creative early stage projects, we are working on that. So stay tuned. Keeping it a little bit shorter today. I hope you enjoy. I'm here in the park. I'm loving this vlog camera gear I have now. So that's it. I'm going to finish my meditation walk. I walk in basically. I'll show you real quick. Why not? Basically, I'm in Chiang Mai, as you maybe know. And then this is like I call it the Circle Park. It's a small park that's in a neighborhood that is a circular sidewalk. And then there's like an old fountain that's dried out in the middle and some old playground stuff in the middle and grass and trees. But I walk in circles around this with my meditation clothes and try to clear my mind, because it is high pressure lately. But I think in life, if you're not putting yourself under pressure, you're not growing. And diamonds are built under pressure, right? I mean, there's lots of quotes and inspiration. The idea is you have to push yourself every day. Some days might not be as big as others, but if you're not doing it, you're not growing. And some people resist. Literally this morning, somebody pushed back on something. I think they're not comfortable. It's something new. It's a new opportunity. And they pushed back to me on it. But it reminds me that I'm pushing my limits. I told this person, if you're willing to be open-minded a little bit more, there are some ways we can make this deal. But it's something I do regularly now and I like. So that's it for now. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Attention e-commerce entrepreneurs, ready to take your business to the next level while living the VIP life in paradise? Join the GFA VIP Villa Mastermind Pattaya 2025, an exclusive 4-day mastermind for established e-commerce sellers. From July 13th to 16th, you'll be immersed in a luxury private villa with a pool, dedicated meeting spaces, and 10 hand-picked high-level entrepreneurs, all focused on growth, strategy, and big wins. Structured knowledge sharing sessions, actionable insights, and unmatched networking. Plus, adventure and fun in vibrant Pattaya. Spots are extremely limited. Secure your place before it's gone.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.